Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
98 FM's all day big breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
It is the gadget that's transformed many of our kitchens, and there's a brand new cookbook by two of Ireland's top food influencers and best-selling authors designed to get the most out of your air fryer. The Daily Dish Air Fryer Cookbook is out now, and the authors behind it join us, Gina and Carl Daly. Good morning. Welcome to 98 FM.
Hey, how's it going? We're great. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Listen, you have been champion. Before air fryers were popular, you guys were championing them now. Why do you think it became so popular?
I suppose mainly I think the convenience of it.
Definitely convenience. Yeah,
how quick and easy it is to use. And when people realised they could do more than just sausages and chips in it, then, you know, it sparked kind of an influx of people buying them and using them. And then looking online for recipes. So it's just one of those things that it's just not going to go away.
I suppose it's cost effective as well. You're using a small amount of electricity. They're handy, they're easy. If you're cooking for a small amount of people, you can get small ones, you can get big ones. So I think definitely it's an all-rounder.
Yeah.
And your book really kind of goes into that, about that there is more to do than sausage and chips. But what do you think is the biggest kind of misconception people have about cooking with an air fryer?
People think it's lazy. I've been told it's a very lazy way of cooking for somebody who hasn't used an air fryer. But for me, being a busy mammy, you're a busy dad, we've got three kids, and okay, we cook for a living, but like, we want convenience as well. So we want something.
But it's quick. I mean, why wouldn't you use something that's going to do the same job as your oven, but do it quicker?
Yeah, like, you know, you're turning on your oven, you're preheating it, you're waiting for it to go on. The kids are like, "Mom, where is my dinner?" But yep. With the air fryer, you just throw a few chicken fillets in. Even if it is sausages or chips, they're done in half the time.
The new book, it's got some seriously delicious recipes. Tell us about the book and what readers can expect from it.
I suppose, yeah. So for us, we wanted, like, we've been using the air fryer from the start, and we finally got around to doing the book we probably always wanted to do. And it's all really good, hearty meals. Everything in here is something you could have for your dinner, for a big lunch. It's really good. I suppose it's to inspire people who mightn't necessarily cook much with the air fryer.
Yeah, I think for us, our whole kind of journey has been kind of giving people confidence in the kitchen, because we were never cooks. I couldn't cook to save my life. And when my dad heard I was writing a cookbook, he's like, "Sure, you can't cook chicken." And I was like, "I know, Dad, but like,
I can now.
I'm good now." So yeah, so the book for us was to have it as like your kitchen Bible, that you could plan your dinners out for the week, the month, and there's something there for everybody. There's fish, there's beef, there's vegetarian, there's vegan. So it was an all-rounder for us, and we just really wanted people to be able to just pick it up and go, "I've everything in my press to make that." So convenience as well.
And look at it, and go, like, we've made sure there's a photograph for every recipe, so you can open it up and look at something and go, "Yeah, that looks delicious. I'm definitely going to make that."
Yeah, we all need inspiration. Yeah.
You're so right, and you're so right when you say that it does cover, like, you know, you have all the different kind of vegan, beef, chicken. There's so much there. But do you guys have a family favourite recipe that's in the book?
What's yours?
Yeah, well, I wasn't really a fan of fish before. But once I started using the air fryer, it makes the fish taste nice to me. So there's lots of salmon recipes, lots of fish recipes. So we do one in a nice parcel. So you use parchment paper, you put your fish in. There's a Mediterranean one. So there's lots of herbs and spices. There's olives, there's vegetables in there, and you wrap it up and you just pop it in the air fryer and all the juices and stuff come out of it. So that's my favourite.
I think honey and garlic chicken for me, because like I do it as tenders, but I do it sometimes as a burger as well. But it's one of those things where, like, if your kids like chicken nuggets, this is you making it with fresh chicken fillets. There's no, you know, hidden ingredients. It's made from scratch and it's so easy.
But there's loads of fake away inspiration in there as well, which is what we were always known for, kind of taking ordinary food and then turning it on its head, putting a twist on it and making it into something that you really want to have. Like, you know, you'd say, "Oh, not in the humour for a bit of mince," but like, we turn that mince into burgers or into hot dogs and different things like that.
And have you any pro tips for people who think that they're using the air fryer in the same old way?
Ultimately, just start using it. take it out of your fryer, dust it off. I think it's a simple appliance to use. It's very straightforward. So, like, we do have tips and tricks inside the book. Just when you're using it, to pull it out from the wall and don't keep it up at sockets and stuff like that, and make sure that safety is key for the whole thing. But
I think any people we've talked to over the years on our socials who followed us and made the recipes, it's always when they've made one recipe, they go, oh my God, I didn't realise I could do something that tasty so quickly in my air fryer.
And I also think the beauty of it as well is we have two teenagers, and they've now got a love for cooking because they can do it safely in the air fryer. There's no hot flames, you know, we're not worrying about them touching the oven. So it's for different generations as well. So I think for us, getting the kids involved in the kitchen was a really nice kind of thing that came about with the air fryer. They come in the evening time. Now my son loves to eat, my daughter loves to cook for him, so he's not a fan, but she's great. Like, she'll come in and throw, you know, she'll get her breadcrumbs and throw her chicken in the air fryer, and she'll go through our book and she'll get inspiration from different books. And
you'd be surprised how easily you can turn a chicken fillet into something really delicious with like one or two ingredients.
Yeah. How do you balance cookbook, social media and the family life? Is it all mental?
Mad.
Yeah, it's busy, but it's
tough. I mean, we have a big difference that we've got teens and then we have a 3-year-old. So our structure of our day is kind of...
It's all over the place.
...centered around the kids, then food and work. So yeah, it's a bit hectic, but you know, it's really enjoyable. I think cooking for us is our me time. And to realise that, like, we do like each other still, you know, we're not just Mammy and Daddy, we're Gina and Carl, so that's just our kind of our time to ourselves. So
amazing stuff. There are some great recipes and tips in the book, The Daily Dish Air Fryer. Gina and Carl Daly, thank you so much for joining us this morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. 98FM's Worldwide Red.
8:47 on Friday. Brendan with you this morning, and Paul is in for Rebecca and in charge of Worldwide Red.
Oh, I'm giddy. I love me some entertainment gossip. Kicking things off, we've seen Five come back, we've seen Girls Aloud come back, Oasis have made it come back, and now these lads are on their way.
Tune.
Westlife are heading to the Three Arena next September. Five nights back to back to celebrate their 25th anniversary. I like this. They've called it the residency.
Oh, I love that. I suspect if they're coming out the traps with Five, I'd say there may be more added.
Oh, I would say so. Because remember the last
time... Don't they have the record for the most amount of Three Arena shows in a row, or shows at the point in a row?
Shows at the point. And even when they did the Aviva the last time, they did five back to back.
Did they?
It was a complete sold out show. Shane, Nikki and Kian have said of the plans of the gigs, no better feeling than coming home to Dublin. The city's been the heart of our story from the very beginning, and to kick off our 25th anniversary celebrations with five nights at the Three Arena feels incredibly special. Now, you have to say...
Yeah.
We know how good a Westlife concert can be. We've been having these discussions.
Yeah.
It is one of... It's just that bop. Yeah. After bop. After
hit
bop.
After it. And even if you're not a Westlife fan, for all of the early noughties, you heard their music everywhere. You know the songs, even if you think you don't. In 2001, Westlife played 13 nights in a row at the point.
Oh my God.
So I'd say there'll be more than five.
They were moving into the Three Arena at that point. 16 Irish number one singles, 14 UK number one singles, and 55 million records sold. I'd say... Those five nights are going to go real damn quick.
Yep.
And they're going to be adding
they're
more.
They're so good. Lovely guys as well.
Sweet guys.
Yeah.
From Westlife to the Celebrity Traders, we touched on it at the very start of the show. Last night, the opening minutes, it was brutal. Let's take a listen.
Spoiler alert, by the way. Oh, sorry. I'm back from my holidays. Give me one second. Here we go.
Ruth, she's not going to let it go with me. And I'm afraid this cloak is feeling a little bit like it might be pulled tighter around my neck.
It could backfire on you.
Look, if I was a traitor, I wouldn't have done that. It's too... Yeah. I put my herself in the firing line.
Let's just get rid now before she poisons everyone.
Oh, knew this was coming. Ruth, by order of the traitors, you have been murdered. Signed, Jonathan Ross and Kate Garraway.
Well, she's got one of them right.
It's Alan Carr. Let's just get rid of her. It's giving Oliver Twist.
I loved the producers said, will we do the funniest thing possible and make Alan Carr a traitor? And they did. And he was like, for the first couple of episodes, he was like dancing around the place. He's sort of getting into his stride now.
Yeah, and you can kind of see him throwing the side eyes left and right.
He's
and
playing a good game.
The side eyes left and right, they continued because at the round table then, sports legend Claire Balding was banished from the castle.
She was such a good faithful.
Such a good faithful. I actually think this is going to be one of the most iconic series we've ever seen of the Traitors so
just,
far.
They hit the ground running, like so good.
Charlotte Church could be next in the chopping block. It is giving a bit kind of scary. Elsewhere, have you ever been to Madame Tussauds?
I have, not for many years, but yes.
Well, every year they like to add one more person. This year, X-Files and the Crown star Gillian Anderson will have her own waxwork done at Madame Tussauds.
I hope she's in her silky blouse from The Fall.
Oh my God, yes, The Fall!
Oh!
She said, I'm really excited. That's me doing my first sitting. I've never been probed so much in my life. Thank you to everybody who contributed to my probing.
Yes.
Good for you, Gillian.
And
I can't wait.
Sex education.
I can't wait to probe you more.
Get up! 98FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.